Critical Listening. Lesson 4. Frequency Response Irregularities. Their Effect on Music and Speech. In previous lessons, we have heard the effect of cutting off high frequencies and cutting off low frequencies, and limiting the band by cutting off both lows and highs. In those tests, we always return to the flat, wideband condition as our reference point. This wideband, flat response is our ideal. However, there are things which introduce irregularities into the flat response. In this lesson, we shall again use the flat, wideband response as our point of departure, and critically observe the effects of introducing irregularities of known magnitude and at known frequency. This can be done simply by adjusting an equalizer. Here is our wideband flat response for reference. Now we shall introduce a 10 decibel peak centered at 8,000 Hz. This 10 decibel peak at 8,000 Hz also affects other frequency components both below and above 8,000 Hz. Next, we hear a 5 decibel peak at 8,000 Hz. And now, back to the flat condition for reference. In Lesson 3, we heard the effect of cutting off low and high frequency portions of the audio spectrum. These we called low cut and high cut. Sometimes it is desirable to reduce low and high frequency contributions less drastically than cutting them off. For this, the phrase roll off is used. Rolling off the high frequencies a modest amount often makes the music sound better, less strident. Here is such an example. Now gently rolling off the high frequencies above 5,000 Hz. Rolling off the low frequency energy may also improve the sound of music by minimizing a boomy effect, such as this selection. Applying a low frequency roll off below 150 Hz has this effect. Now, let's see if you can identify the changes in the following five examples. All peaks and dips are of 10 decibel magnitude and occur only at 150 Hz or 5,000 Hz or both. Here is number one. Number two. Number 3. Number 4. Number 5. It is easy to hear the difference, but deciding just what has happened is not as easy. Let's go through those 5 examples again, but identifying the changes in response introduced. First, number 1. Number 1 has a 10 decibel peak at 5,000 Hz. Next is number 2. Number 2 has a 10 decibel peak both at 150 Hz and 5,000 Hz. Now for number 3. Number 3 has a 10 decibel peak at 150 Hz and a dip at 5,000 Hz. Number 4. Number 4 has a 10 decibel dip at both 150 Hz and 5,000 Hz. Now for the last one, number 5. Number 5 has only a 10 decibel peak at 150 Hz. And now, back to the flat condition to restore our mental calibration. Response changes can occur anywhere in the audible band, either accidentally or on purpose. Let's consider one of these on-purpose cases. Equalization changes are often introduced to provide better understandability of speech. Listen critically to this speech sample, first with the flat condition. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Now notice carefully the effect of introducing a 5 decibel boost at 3,000 Hz. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Now, with a 10 decibel boost at 3,000 Hz. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. By boosting these important speech frequencies at 5 to 10 decibels, understandability of speech can be improved, especially with a background of music or sound effects. This is called presence equalization. In the following selection, we hear a mixture of voice and background music. The presence equalization at 3000 Hz is switched in and out. Note the improvement of understandability of the speech when the equalization is in. Lord Kelvin has said that when you measure what you are speaking about and can express it in numbers, you know something about it. But when you cannot measure it, when you cannot express it in numbers, your knowledge is of a meager and unsatisfactory kind. It may be the beginning of knowledge, but you scarcely in your thought advance to the stage of science, whatever the matter may be. Clip-on microphones are very popular today, and most of them are capable of reasonably good quality if used properly. One problem with them is that the high-frequency components of the voice are quite directional, tending to miss the microphone. Boosting system response at the higher frequencies can compensate for this loss. In the following selection, recorded with a clip-on microphone having flat response, notice the deficiency of high frequencies. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. By introducing a 10 decibel boost at 5,000 Hz, the high frequency components are restored. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Microphones clipped to shirt or necktie are very close to the chest and are prone to pick up chest resonances, which, for a man, tend to overemphasize the voice components in the region of 700 to 800 Hz. We shall now hear once more the voice recorded with a clip-on microphone with the high-frequency boost intact as before. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Now, to compensate for chest resonance, a dip of 6 decibels at 750 Hz is introduced. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. In the following selection, high frequency and chest resonance equalization will be switched in and out together so that the overall benefit of such equalization on voice quality may be appraised. Long ago, Lord Rayleigh said, directly or indirectly, all questions connected with sound must come for decision to the ear, and from it there can be no appeal. Thus we see that intentional deviations from the idealized flat response may actually yield better recorded sound in the practical sense. Music may be made more pleasing to the ear and speech may be made more understandable. For review, go back over this lesson until you can identify the approximate frequency at which equalization irregularities occur and make a good estimate of their magnitude.